Do you remember some of the things the angels did to worship the Lord? One of the things it says is they fell down before the Lord. They knelt down probably with their face on the ground before the Lord. Another thing it says is that they cast their crowns before the throne. They took off the golden crowns on their heads and they gave them back to the Lord who had given them to them in the first place. And it says that they sang songs, a new song to the Lord, and they played instruments, harps, it mentions. And so they sang songs to the Lord to worship Him. It also talks about how they had bowls of incense, which makes a sweet smoke go up to heaven, which corresponds to our prayers going up to the Lord. Another thing that you wouldn't necessarily know is that the four animals who were closest to the Lord's throne, they represent the Lord's word. And a thing that you can see in the story is that the four animals led the angels in worshiping the Lord. When the animals praised the Lord, then the angels joined in. So the word led the angels in worshiping the Lord. Now, how many of these things do we do in our worship? We kneel down, so we fall down before the Lord also, don't we? And we sing songs to the Lord, and we play instruments like guitars or pianos and sometimes other instruments. We use instruments to worship the Lord. We say, "Thou art worthy." The angels said that a number of times in the little story we read. We say, "Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." So that's another way that we worship the Lord. And we offer prayers to the Lord. And we read the Word. We listen to the Word, which is a wonderful way to worship the Lord. Because the Lord gives us His Word, the Lord is in His Word. So when we read or listen to the Word reverently, we are with the Lord and the Lord is with us. And another wonderful thing about the Word is that through the Word, the Lord, through the literal sense of the Word that we read and listen to, the Lord gives the angels a firm foundation to stand on, sort of like having healthy legs and feet. And through the angels, the Lord, when we read the Word, gives us life, like having a healthy heart and lungs. The Lord inspires good affections and thoughts in us when we read the Word that come to us automatically because the angels are full of the sense of the Lord's love and wisdom when we read the Word. The spiritual sense opens up to them in their feelings and thoughts are shared with us, even if we're not aware of it. So the Lord, by reading the Word, the Lord connects heaven and earth and keeps them close together. It's another wonderful thing about worship. Now, can you think of a story in the Word where people fall down and worship the Lord? In the Christmas story, it says, "And when they saw the child, they fell down and worshiped him." Who was that? That was the wise men. And then they opened their treasures and presented unto him gifts. That's another way to worship the Lord. We also give offerings to the Lord to worship him, to say thank you to the Lord. Another story is about Easter, where the two Marys have come to the tomb looking for the Lord, expecting to find his body. And an angel tells them that the Lord is alive. And he sends them to go tell the disciples, and they're running to tell the disciples. And Jesus meets them, and they fall down and hold him around the feet. They're worshiping him. They're saying, "Thank you. We're so glad that you're here with us." Another story is about Joshua, the leader, the general of the children of Israel conquering the land of Canaan. And he was walking by himself and he met a mighty man with a drawn sword in his hand. And he said, "Whose side are you on?" And he said, "No, but I am the commander of the army of Yehovah." And Joshua fell down and worshiped him because he was the Lord. So there's lots of stories in the Word about falling down and worshiping the Lord. The word worship means worth-ship. We see that the Lord is worth our worshiping Him. He deserves us to worship Him. We see that the Lord is so great and we are so small. Like, for example, if you go out at night on a winter night when the sky is clear, you can see all those beautiful stars, and you know that around every star there are worlds with lots and lots of people. And the Lord knows and loves every single one of us and is guiding each one of us to heaven as much as we are willing. He is so great and we're so small. He deserves us to worship Him. The word for worship in Hebrew means to bow down. So in the Psalms, when it says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down," it means to bow down and worship Him both with our heart and with our mind. In Latin, the word for worship is cultus. We have the word cultivate from it. And you can think about when you cultivate a garden, often you need to get down on your knees to plant the seeds or to pull out the weeds. And we can cultivate our relationship with the Lord. We can learn to love Him and understand Him better and better, something we need to do, and pull out the weeds out of our lives and plant good, let the Lord plant good things in our lives instead. So those are some of the ideas of worship. Now, we worship the Lord because, most of all, because we love Him, because He is so kind to us. We worship Him because we see how great the Lord is and how much we totally need Him. It's like the angels casting their crowns before the Lord and saying, "I'm not good and I am not wise of myself. Without the Lord, I am not good at all and I'm not wise at all. But the Lord gives me love and wisdom that I can use in my life." That's what they're representing when they cast their crowns before the Lord. That's what we're also saying when we worship Him. So we're asking the Lord, "Please help me be a better person. Help me not do bad things and do good things in my life." And we're saying thank you to the Lord for all the good things He has done and is doing in our lives when we worship Him. Now, what is the most important, best of all way to worship the Lord? What is the best way to show that we love Him? Well, the Lord told us. He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." That's the best way to worship the Lord. It's to live a good life, to not do bad things, instead to do useful things. That's the most important, most deep internal way that we worship the Lord. So then why do the angels also worship the Lord outwardly by falling down before Him, by saying prayers, by singing songs, and all the other things that we do in worship? Why do we do that? First of all, because the Lord says we should, but second, He explains why. Because when we worship the Lord, then internal things, good things, love to the Lord and love toward our neighbor can flow into us. Like when we sing a song that we love, when we hear a story from the Word that we love, it stirs love and ideas, thoughts in our hearts. Another thing it says is that external things are for a while kept in a holy state. We're not worried so much about the things that we worry about. We're not excited about fun things to do because we've stopped thinking about those things and we're thinking about the Lord for a little while. So internal things can then flow into us. They're not interfered with. Another thing is that we are imbued with knowledges. Imbued is like taking white fabric and dipping it in dye so that it becomes a beautiful color. Well, our minds can be dipped in the Word and become a beautiful colors that the Lord gives us there. Because when we worship the Lord, we don't just say, "Oh yeah, I've heard that before." When we're worshiping the Lord really, then those thoughts that the Lord's teaching us really come to our hearts and we say, "That's the way I want to be." It also says that in this way we're prepared for eternal life, and the Lord secretly stores up holy states in us that are going to make us happy forever in heaven. So those are some of the very good reasons why the Lord wants us to be worshiping Him in church and in chapel and worship, reading the Word and saying the prayer at home and saying the blessing, doing these kinds of worship, as well as worshiping Him by a good life. In fact, when we worship the Lord in these external ways, it helps us live a good life. It helps us not feel like, well, all my uses are on me. It's my job, and if I don't do them, they won't get done. No, we remember, actually, the Lord is taking care of everything. He's carrying the load, not me. It takes the pressure off of us, and we don't take credit for all the good things we're doing. Remember, I cast my crown before the Lord. The Lord is doing it. And it makes it more fun. It makes it, everything we do is better and happier and nicer when we worship the Lord. So this is why the Lord and the angels worship. The Lord teaches us to worship Him, and why the angels also in heaven worship the Lord. This is why we too can cast our crowns before the Lord and say, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all things. Amen.